and it's a ripper. And she says, if this is too much outside the scope of the seminar, then we'll talk about it another time. She says that she finds more and more that it takes a lot of energy to be with people. So I wonder if it's okay to choose being more with animals instead of being with people, or am I just fooling myself about the real problem?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And I know a lot of people to whom it's very difficult to be around people, and they want to be with animals because, well, we all know, or most of us know, that animals have this, they are always in the moment. They don't have agenda. Yeah, they are mostly free from ego, and they are always ready to meet and to connect. Well, even, of course, there are individuals who are not, but in overall, they live in with their surrounding, they live in their body. So they are much more, whereas people live in their mind, and they are very disconnected in their body and in their emotions. But my personal advice is to still also learn to see the same purity in people, although there's a lot of layers on top. And it's okay to admit that it's tiring to be with people, and the more there are people that just can't yet peel their layers, then just gently but in a loving way say, okay, I just can't yet see enough through the layers to help the person to peel, so I'm gonna, you know, gently take some distance. But the more we are able to see people behind their layers, the more we actually need these diamonds, and we encourage their diamonds to exist. And it's so beautiful to help people to be more pure themselves, because we all are, or we can be. And at the same time, accepting that people have the free will to choose to be something completely different. And if they choose to be something completely different, then I can in a loving way say, well, good luck, but I'm not going to be so much around you, but you can be a beautiful person. And you can choose not just to be with like-minded people, but somehow dare to be, first of all, the more people make a shell out of, you know, around their heart, and they say, oh, other people, they are not open, I can't be with them, then actually nobody's encouraging with an example and, you know, each other to be more open. So we always need people who dare to be with other people and dare to be open, because that gives their permission to others to be open too. Yeah. And then it's really lovely. So even there, we have to be the change we want to see in the world. But it's completely okay not to try to, in whatever circumstances, not whatever situation. And there are people, I'm very happy to be by myself. If I see, I can kind of put myself out there and really, without any judgment or expectation, just be there with people. And if they still all want to be in a different level, energy level than I enjoy, then it's okay, and I just calmly go and find some animals or have a walk outside or however. So it's completely okay to not make a big number out of the fact that if people are tiring, then just send all your love and go somewhere else, but still believe in people.
You've expressed it just a little differently, but in exactly the way that I'm thinking of, is that with the animals, she can develop a comfort zone of, you know, feeling good and feeling peaceful and having plenty of energy, and then kind of make small, expand her comfort zone from time to time with people, and then withdraw back to the animals again where the energy is, you know, happier for her. So that way she could do both.
But, absolutely.
Being exhausted around people, You got to figure out, you know, how you can have energy. It's that same stuff we were talking about a minute ago. You can't give to anyone else if you don't have your own balance to start off with. And if animals are helping us have our balance, then that's a very good place to be developing your comfort zone.
Absolutely. Again, it's all about staying in your center, staying in your body. And the moment you feel that a person or a situation is leading you away from, you know, resting, then instead of making a judgment that it's the people's fault, just calmly say, okay, I'm losing the connection to my body, so I'm going to just take care of staying in there. And then you go to your comfort zone or you breathe or however. So absolutely. Yeah. Completely agree.
Yeah. Top stuff. Clara.